From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Idol Chatter, the your favorite American Idol podcast here on NewsOK.com. As always, I'm multimedia editor Mike Kaler. Joining me today
is trusty sidekick Yvette Walker.
Things are getting interesting, ladies and gentlemen, on the old American Idol. We're down to seven. Last night was an interesting episode, I thought, all things considered. There was some shuffling of the lineup, shuffling of the standings in my mind, which hadn't happened in a while. Mm-hmm. There was Quentin Tarantino, who might be the strangest looking man on the planet.
But he was cool. I like him.
Don't get me wrong. I love Quentin Tarantino.
At first I was what's he doing there? Well, then I said, okay, they're doing movies, so maybe that makes
sense.
He's
got a face on him, though. He looks like he's sculpted out of Play-Doh sometimes. And he's just as erratic as ever, telling people to put their hands in their pockets and use their energy, shoot energy out of their eyes.
Which they did not take his advice. Yes, so
I don't think anyone took his advice crying out loud.
Yeah, I think you're right. But the most to me, interesting thing that happened last night was the judging.
Oh, I've got a whole thing to say.
All right, okay.
This was Idol at the Movies, subtitle, A Celebration of Bryan Adams, where the idols were able to sing songs from movies, which I thought it made for some interesting choices and some very dumb choices, as I'll get to eventually. I actually had the order in which they sang, so I'm very proud of that. So we start last night with Allison, who sang the Aerosmith song from Armageddon, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. And, you know, I just think it was strange having her go first, because I thought that set the bar way high for everybody.
Exactly.
And she went first, and Adam went third, and then it's like, hey, what else is on?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, she knocked it out of the park again. She's the solid number two. I don't think she's going anywhere.
Well, and as Simon said last night, you're the only female contender left, which I'm sure, you know, Lil
who's getting ready,
was not happy
appreciated
to hear
the heck out of that.
But the thing about that song for me, yeah, you know, Allison's my girl. I love her. But I felt like they should have raised that about a half to a whole octave. It was a little low for her.
Yeah, she was a little low and a little slow.
And she's got a real throaty voice anyway, kind of a husky voice like I do today because I'm sick. Sorry if my voice sounds crazy.
I'm sitting way across the table.
That's right. You know, because of all that, I think they should have raised it just a little bit. So I think she could have done a little better. But she's always great.
Then there was the surprise, I thought, of the night, which was Anoop singing the very annoying Robin Hood song from a few years back. It was annoying. It's just overplayed.
He wasn't as bad as I thought he was going to be.
About 1992 or whenever that was. You couldn't turn on the radio without hearing the dang Robin Hood song. First of many Bryan Adams songs of the night, Everything I Do It For You. That was his best performance I think he's had. I think that kept him alive, because when they first walked out, I'm like, this week we can get rid of Anoop. And now I don't think he's going to be gotten rid of. For some reason, this guy's going to survive. I mean, he might end up being in the top five of American Idol, for crying out loud.
He might.
And I don't know how that's happening. But yeah, I thought that was really, really well done. You know, it was a good song choice for him. He gave it a little soul, and got himself back in the game, basically.
I agree. I thought he sounded better. He seemed a little more confident to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a little bit more stage presence or better stage presence. So I don't know what happened, you know, in between this from last week to this week, but something happened and he did a better job.
I think the song had a lot to do with it. It was just a very controlled song. It didn't give him a chance to act foolish up there or to go on weird runs or anything like that.
That's true.
It is just a good song that washes over you like, you know, like a big dose of Vicodin.
So is that where you think, do you think his vocal pyrotechnics get him in trouble?
I just think, he tries too hard to be too cool. So, you know, he's a frat boy, for crying out loud. What do you expect? Then came Adam. When they said Adam Lambert is going to sing a song from Easy Rider, I thought, he's going to sing Born to be Wild. And this might be a colossal train wreck. I thought, you know, my expectations were of train wreck. And I thought it delivered above that. The guy is in such control that it's not screaming like it could have easily been for other people. It could have been a screaming mess of a song with people flipping around and acting crazy. And I think, well, I just think he's at the point where he's just messing with everybody else. He's like, I'm going to sing. Next week, he's just going to sing a Looney Tunes song.
He knows. He just knows what he's doing. And, again, did he pick the stage design? Did he do the backdrop? I mean, we talked about this last week. Who's staging this guy? Because if he's not contributing to it, then they are totally staging him better than anybody else.
Oh yeah, I mean, he might have been the whole reason that the band was on the stage.
Yep, could have been absolutely.
Just
I know
to give you know. Because yep. he asked for it.
Yeah.
All right, here's where our chance to talk about the judges.
Okay.
If you notice, the judge, they did this thing since it ran so long, since Paula was blabbing last week, mm-hmm. and it ran long, and it cut off Adam's performance off of everybody's DVR, they decided this week to have them speak two at a time. Paula and Simon would talk about some people, and Kara and Randy would talk about some people. If you notice,
yes.
by great coincidence,
yes.
How could this be? Simon and Paula talked about Allison.
Yeah.
They talked about Adam. They talked about Goki.
And Lil.
And then they talked about Lil. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a surprise.
Exactly.
These are the three people I like, mm-hmm. and this is the person I want to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
Simon is a genius and is worth every penny of the $45 million he gets paid by this show.
He is
the most honest and entertaining person on television.
If you were one of those contestants who got judged by Randy and Kara, then you know that you have no future.
You're in the bottom four.
Exactly. Yeah. You have no future on American Idol.
Yeah, it was just so obvious that this is the most well-produced show. Mm-hmm. Short of Monday Night Football on TV, they just manipulate it, and the way they do things is just brilliant. And that just showed it to me. Simon said, here's who I want to judge. I want to judge Adam mm-hmm. and Allison and Danny Goki, and then I want to decide who gets kicked off. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll judge Lil.
Mm-hmm.
So, brilliant.
Poor Lil. He just used to love her, and we'll get to her.
I'll get to her, because I got something for her.
Okay.
Next was Matt Gerard, the piano-playing guy who has a mole right in the middle of his forehead.
Mm-hmm.
He sang another Bryan Adams song, Have You Ever Really Loved a Woman, from Don Juan DeMarco. He played the piano. I think he's slipping. His stock is falling fast. I just think he's in the warm-up circle waiting to go.
Next.
Danny Goki sang "Endless Love."
Okay. I have an endless love story. But when he started singing that, my sister and I were watching last night. We started cracking up because when I was younger, I went to a wedding. The wedding was, I swear to you, 3 hours late, and they kept looping "Endless Love" while we were waiting.
And that's the only song?
And that's all they did. So whenever I hear Endless Love today, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. So that's my Endless Love story.
This was another good performance from him. Didn't have his glasses on, which my wife kept complaining about. But this is another one of those nice, warm comforter of a song, of a movie soundtrack song. You know, oh, it's so nice.
He sang it well. If I couldn't get the horror out of my head from the wedding thing, he sang it well.
Oh, yeah.
He's okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go. It's hard to screw that song up.
Right.
If you're decent. And I think he's holding steady. To me, holding steady at number three. But quickly coming along the outside, in my opinion, is Chris, who went next.
Yeah.
And sang this song from Once, which was this little foreign film a couple years ago, won
right.
an Oscar.
I wasn't familiar with it.
And they won, this song won the best song Oscar a couple years ago. And I just thought it was, I mean, Randy didn't like it, which I thought was strange, but I thought it was well put together and very subtle, maybe a little too subtle for American Idol.
Well, Kara liked it, and if you noticed, Paula, who was not supposed to judge, made it clear that she agreed with Kara.
Yes. Oh, Paula talking out of turn? Yeah, what right. a yuck!
Exactly.
So I think he is moving up. I think Anoop made a big jump for himself. Mm-hmm. I think Anoop jumped over Matt Gerard. I think Chris is closing the gap between him and Danny Goki. you know, and then the top two are the same. And then poor Lil Rounds is going to be packing her suitcase tonight because I think she did something colossally dumb, which was sing The Rose by Bette Midler. And I think that's a boring song. I agree with what Simon said. This song is boring. This song is not up to her capabilities. I said at the beginning of the show, if she doesn't sing the song from The Bodyguard, I am going to go home.
That's what you said.
And she didn't, and she sang this stupid Bette Midler song, which is, everybody knows the dang song, but it didn't give her any opportunity to do anything. She tried to, I don't know, fancy it up there towards the end.
Well, she added the gospel thing in the middle.
She needed to do something humongously big.
Yeah.
And I just don't think she understood. I think her opinion of how she's been doing is higher than how she's actually been doing.
Well, she is not listening to Simon. I think somehow she feels that Simon's trying to put her in a box, which he is, because that's what he does. But for her own good.
your CD goes in a box.
That's right. a jewel box. I still like Lil. I thought she did. I liked her performance last night. But you're right. I mean, she probably needs to do something really, really big. I like the fact that she kind of made it her own and did the gospel twist in the middle. I like that a lot, actually. And I don't think the song is boring. I like the song. But
compared to kind of big performance songs.
Yeah. But
again,
hey,
the Dreamgirls song would have been helpful last
night. But you know what? But nobody else did a really, really big song either, except for, of course, you know, Allison and Adam.
Right.
Everyone else did Bryan Adams, that's not big.
Right.
So...
Well, I don't think that she was in a desperate state, though. I think she needed a home run, and she hit a double. And I think that
what do you think about her kind of speaking up for herself?
You know, that's always kind of faux drama for me. You know, I mean, it's fine. It doesn't. Simon has the last word, and he knows what he's talking about. I don't think he's been wrong. The show wouldn't be the success that it is if he was full of crap. So,
except for that one year where that guy won, but okay.
Where Ruben won instead of Clay?
No, not Ruben. Come on, the other guy.
Taylor Hicks.
Come on. Hey. Now, that's a colossal
problem. That's why they instituted the save. That's why they made the save.
That's right.
So, anyway, and I didn't like her hair either, but that's just me.
I thought she was beautiful. In fact, I even mentioned last night.
I liked her better with shorter hair.
I said, you know what? If you took her picture, they have totally redone her. Totally. And if you took her picture from week one to now, it almost looks like, I don't think she has, but it almost looks like she's had plastic surgery. They have, I'm not saying that she has, but her whole makeup is different. Her hair is completely different. Dressing, I mean, I thought she looked beautiful. She looks completely different, way more polished. I like her.
I'm interested to see what happens with her. Because I think she's going to get kicked off, and then it just kind of went through my mind, you know, what happens to Lil Rounds after this?
But she's in the top 10, so she's going to make the tour. Mm-hmm. I think she will have a career.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how far she gets.
All right, so that's our prediction. Do you agree that she's gone?
I don't know. I'm not going to say she's gone this week. Okay. I'm not going to say that yet. I'm going to say maybe it's one of the guys.
All right. Yeah, if it's not her, I think it's Matt. I think those are the next two to go.
Yeah.
Everybody else is really solid. And then it'll be interesting when it's down to Chris and Danny. When it's down to the final four, it's going to be very interesting.
That's true.
So, that does it for this edition. Be sure to listen next week where we break down what's happening and follow you all the way through the finals of American Idol. Until then, we'll talk to you later.